When life's road looks beyond repair, Milton can sort it out.
Milton.
He's got a bag for your Maldemar.
Troll,
make the whole world shout.
He got my Bluetooth working. He degreased my bicycle chain.
He banned celery from Norway.
He circumnavigated Michael Palin on TV.
Hello, I'm Milton Jones. There are many things wrong with the world today. Recently, I've been diagnosed as having attention deficit. Just look at those lights! My grandmother has been talking about downsizing, and now she's in a little urn. And tonight I'm going to try and pull out all the stops, so apologies if you're going home by bus. My quest is to solve these problems and help as many people as possible in the next half hour. I live with my loyal friend Anton and our landlady Pauline, who looks after us. Anton, I'm just resetting the password on the computer.
Good idea. Make sure you use a load of random letters.
OK. So just take these drawing pins and put them on the floor. Anton! Wait for him to walk into the room.
So, what did you decide to... Oh, ah, e, e,
ah. O-R-E-E. R-O-I-E. And now I just need a random number.
Milton, for the 100th time.
Thank you, 100.
Honestly, Milton.
Well, it's probably better than my old system, where I'd keep the password but change my identity.
Does that explain why you spent all of last week disguised as a Filipino washerwoman?
No, that was something else.
So, what's brought on this sudden burst of computer activity?
I'm setting myself up as a financial advisor.
Are you? Well, I'm not sure you can just do that.
You should do it too. You could make a lot of money. That'll be £500, please.
What?
For my financial advice.
Milton, I really think there are exams to pass, associations to belong to, plus you'd have to advertise your services.
Ah, now that I've done. I left a card in the newsagent, but he kept coughing it up, so I had to put it in the window instead.
Financial advisor card been there long?
3 weeks now, and at only 50p a week, that's the best £9.70 I've ever spent.
Knock, knock. Hello, boys. Thought you might want another batch of my biscuits.
Ah, Pauline's famous biscuits. Very tightly packed with goodness.
Oh, Milton, I saw the card you left in the newsagent's window. I might need you if ever I start selling my biscuits.
You should do it, Pauline. You could make a lot of money.
Really?
That'll be £600, please.
See, the cost of your advice is going up, Milton.
That's what we call gradually increasing your profit margins. You could do it too. That'll be £700, please.
Milton, I don't think we need any more financial advice.
That's just where you're wrong. For instance, Pauline might like to consider investing in an ISA.
Ah, tax-free savings account.
No, an ISA to make the biscuits a bit more tasty. Behind every great invention lies sound financial advice. Who knows what the future may hold? But I often wonder how a history programme in 500 years' time might look back on the jobs we have now.
The History of the World with Hindsight in 1,000 Objects. Number 97, The Human Statue.
I'm here with renowned historian Sir Milton Jones XIV in the Museum of the 21st Century, and we're standing in front of a life-size silver statue of a man. So, Milton, what happens here?
Well, Felicity, here's a coin from the time. Try putting it in his little tin.
OK. Ooh, he winked at me.
Yes.
So this is some kind of mechanical device?
It's actually a kind of busker. At first, we thought they were mechanical too, until we dismantled one and... Well, the less said about that, the better.
You mean he's still alive?
In a way. Standing still all day slows their heartbeat right down, like a seal when they dive deep in freezing water. We actually thought they were related until we submerged one for several minutes and, well... The less said about that, the better.
That's amazing. I mean, just look at his hands. His fingers really do look like they're made of metal.
Yes, but if you put them on an anvil and hit them with a blacksmith's hammer,
The less said about that, the better. So, how did this whole fad start?
Apparently, they were invented in the 1970s by an out-of-work actor in Covent Garden, London.
Wow. And is there a statue to commemorate him?
We're not sure.
Okay, and were these the only sort of buskers?
Oh, no, there were jugglers too.
Oh, of course, you can't beat a good juggler.
Actually, you can. Just grab one of their clubs when it's in the air and use that.
Can we make this one move again?
Sure, just take this coin and put it in his hand this time.
Right. Are you sure he'll move?
Oh, he will. I'm just heating the coin up with a blowtorch.
Ah, Milton, I see you're getting a head start on all your financial advisor admin.
Got to do the important things first.
But is there any reason your guinea pig is tap dancing on the table?
His name is Monty, and please just leave this to the experts.
I'm sure that's very good advice.
Yes, that'll be £900, please.
Of course it will.
Ah, my first customer.
Yep, come to see Milton and Brian Higginbottom. I saw the advert in the newsagent.
It was stuck in his teeth for quite a long time, wasn't it?
No, I run the traditional bakers on High Street. Eccles cakes, Bakewell tarts, lardy cake, and some posh stuff.
Lardy dar cake.
Happened.
So, how can I help?
Well, problem is, everyone's had their heads turned by that fancy new Swedish bakery, opened right next door to mine.
Ah, yes, run by Frida Carlson. I do recommend her dark all-grain rye and hazelnut bread.
Yeah, I added a new loaf to my range the other day.
Split tin, bloomer, sourdough.
Brown.
I see. Well, the thing is, Mr. Higginbottom, artisanal bakers are very much the thing nowadays.
Yeah, I had a go at that nonsense. This couple asked me to make a personalised wedding cake with a message in icing. I've got a picture of it here.
Congratulations to the happy couple. I give it 2 years.
I think I'm starting to see the problem.
Everyone's eating cinnamon rolls and whatnot nowadays, and I can't compete. A few more weeks and I'm out of business.
Relax, Brian. Once I even saved an Italian soup company from going into administrone.
So what do you advise?
Well, I've been going through your bank statements here and...
My statements? How do you get those?
Your bins.
Milton?
You were going through the bins at the back of the bakery looking for bank statements?
No. I was looking for donuts.
Well, if you're going to throw away documents, I'd recommend a shredder. I had one, although it kept breaking.
Yes, around about the time I started making lots of coleslaw.
But what am I going to do about my bakery?
Simple. You need to modernise. Take out a loan to buy new machinery. Programmable ovens.
Well, I'm not sure about all this technology.
No? Well, take a look at this.
A tap dancing guinea pig.
Good, isn't it?
I'm in.
The bank approved the loan to modernise Brian's bakery. I wasn't surprised. I remember the time I applied for a loan for my knitting business. I didn't think I'd get one, but when I turned up actually wearing one of the balaclavas... When Brian's new high-tech equipment arrived, I gave him a hand installing it.
Blooming heck. This is all a bit fancy.
Don't worry, it's just state-of-the-art catering equipment. Here, sit at the controls.
Looks like something out of Star Wars, if you ask me.
Nonsense. Now, I'll just fire up the baking command computer. Engaging pastry mixers.
Right.
Engaging dough cannons. And your mission is to fire the icing nozzles at each hot cross bun that comes at you.
But...
Here they come!
You're sure this isn't based on Star Wars at all?
No.
Well, so long as the pastry doesn't turn out too, you know, chewy. What?
Nothing. Oh, who's that?
What is all this noise, please?
Ah, Milton. This is Frida from that Swedish bakery next door.
The noise is excessive. I am quite angry.
You Nordic types, so cool and unemotional. Like that detective who wears the jumper.
She's Danish.
OK, Amundsen the Explorer, then.
Norwegian.
OK, the iconic image from the film Jaws.
Finn.
sorry if my modern baking disturbs you, Frieda.
Not all modern baking is noisy. This is not necessarily the case.
Very well. Why don't we go and see your bakery, then? And so, Frieda showed me next door. It was full of retro leather furniture and brushed aluminium. The sort of place that attracts pretentious artisan types in loafers and caftans. Oh, hello, Anton.
I can explain. Try these buttercrust rolls.
That will be £19.80.
And given that they're completely handmade, I think that's a bargain.
Handmade, eh, Frieda? You should raise your prices.
Of course, you are a financial advisor. But I have no need for your help.
Too late, that will be £1,000.
Milton.
Or shall I just order 6 cakes and we'll call it quits?
He is implying my goods are expensive. Do you know how that makes me feel inside?
No. Do you?
Milton, how could you talk to her like that? She's just an honest Swedish baker who bakes divine cakes.
Well, she's a business rival to my client.
I'm sure Brian will be fine. Look, cakes are flying out of his shop.
Exactly.
No, look through the window, Milton. There are literally cakes flying out of Brian's shop. Well, something must have gone wrong with his computerized delivery system.
Anton, look out for that custard pie!
Right. Hang on a minute, Milton. Brian doesn't sell custard pies.
Guilty. As we ran to Brian's bakery, I reminded myself that I was used to dealing with catering crises. In fact, once I was the caseworker for a very famous but dysfunctional local family. Mrs. Kellogg! Mrs. Kellogg!
What you want? It ain't convenient, it's breakfast.
But it always seems to be breakfast here, Mrs. Kellogg.
You can come in, I suppose.
What do you want? We've got all bread, cocoa pups, crunchy nut, fruit loops, fruit and fibre.
Got any toast? It's just I don't normally have cereal. I mean, once my slightly deaf grandmother gave me a ricicle for Christmas. But I think that was a mistake.
What do you want?
Oh, you've done it there. That's my husband.
Mr. Kellogg, I have reason to believe that you're not feeding these 3 pixies enough protein.
Snap, Crackle and Pop are all perfectly healthy. Look, here, say hello to Milton.
Hello!
No need to get up.
I'm Crackle.
I'm Pop.
And I'm...
Oh, my legs!
I guess that's why they call you Snap. Perhaps if you ate something other than cereal for every meal.
I ain't got time for this nonsense. I've got to get on and feed Tony. Come on, boy. Come on, boy.
Tony? You see, I'm not sure you're actually supposed to feed a tiger Frosties.
Nonsense. Look at the front of the box. Next of all, you'll be telling me you shouldn't be wearing a red cravat.
Oh, don't you mind him. He'll be all right once he's had his insulin.
Look, the fact is, you can't just feed children or pets nothing but breakfast cereal.
Oi!
Right, that does it. Tony, attack!
Oh, no! He's biting my arm! Hang on. He hasn't got any teeth. Actually, that's quite pleasant.
How dare you criticise what we choose to eat? In fact, I don't want to hear you ever mention cereals again. Get it?
OK, I won't. Cheerio. When we got to Brian's bakery, the machines were still malfunctioning.
I can't understand it. The conveyor belt just went crazy. You've got to fix the computer. There's shortbread and macaroons everywhere.
Right, Anton, pass me my hammer.
Milton, what are you doing?
Disabling cookies, of course.
No. The computer's over here.
Allow me. Right, that's temporarily disabled it.
Right, it's chaos.
New technology always comes with the odd glitch. Why don't we buy something here to cheer you up? How about one of your traditional sausage rolls?
Excellent. That'll be 30p.
Do you take cards?
Certainly do.
Here you go.
To a wonderful grandson on a special note.
Why don't we use my credit card and see how we go?
All right. Just pop your PIN number into the computer.
Ah, yes. Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah, that's been playing up too. I sometimes wonder if pins are more trouble than they're worth.
Oh, nonsense. They're one of this age's great innovations.
I thought it meant you had to use an actual pin to help you get your money out. But when I threatened a cashier with one, he just laughed. Well, until I told him it belonged to a hand grenade.
Well, I'll give it another go.
Oh, the whole lot's gone to pot. Something's got into the computer. Milton, is there anything you can do? Yeah, well, that's all well and good, but could you take Monty away now, please?
Allow me. I thought as much. Your computer's been infected by some malware and has now become part of a botnet, being malevolently controlled by another computer somewhere else in the world. This is serious.
Bot. Anton and I worked all through the night to find out what the problem was. Eventually, Anton, look, there's our problem. And there's more than one of them.
Well done, Milton. You found the hacker. Let me see. Right, well, that's just the New Zealand rugby team.
Here you go, you two. I brought a few of my leftover cakes to keep you going. Any luck?
No, not so far. Wait a minute, Brian. I think someone's been doing more than just tampering with the conveyor belt software. Look at what the icing says on that cake.
Happy birthday, Barbara, 33-28-96.
Well, that looks like a bank sort code to me.
Either that or Barbara's a very unusual shape.
The cakes are covered in people's bank details.
Oh, heck.
And as someone professionally involved in the finance industry, I'm appalled by this. I mean, this bloke's details are everywhere. Poor old Nat West.
This is terrible. Brian, these cakes are riddled with personal financial information. Have any of them left the shop?
Of course, they've gone to all parts. Loads of them. Somebody's trying to ruin me.
And look at these biscuits. They've all got four digits on. Well, they must be the numbers for the cards.
Brian, you're a genius. Chocolate chip and pin cookies. The hacker used Brian's cakes to reveal everyone in the town's bank details. We needed help, and fortunately, Anton had a friend who was a banker and dealt with millions of pounds every day, which was a bonus. We met at Frida's Swedish Cafe.
Ah, Anton. Thought I'd find you skulking in here.
Timothy, this is Milton.
Good to meet you, Milt. I'm Timbo. Used to play something resembling rugby with this girly la-la Anton.
Oh, Timbo.
Ah, firm handshake, Milty. Good stuff. You can tell a lot about a man by the way he shakes your hand. And I'm guessing you're...
carrying a guinea pig.
So you are. Good job. Thought you were one of the Hairy Palm Brigade.
Timbo works for the Bank of England.
Guilty as? I'm from the Regional Emergency Cash Flow Division. You know, whenever there are probs with the old currency, in goes Tim.
That must be fascinating.
Roger that. Just got back from Bristol, actually. A gang of con men flooded the local shops with chocolate money.
Golly, what happened?
Went into meltdown.
What?
Nothing.
Well, the banks have cancelled everyone's credit cards.
Right, that is serious.
What is it?
Meltdown!
But look, the town is in trouble.
Gosh, yes, yeah, bad news, frowny face. New cards won't be issued for 3 to 4 weeks at minimum.
3 to 4 weeks? Everything's weighted in favour of the banks. It's the little people I feel sorry for, like poor old Nathaniel West.
Cinnamon rolls and coffee.
Oi, oi. Scandy girl at 6 o'clock with a lumpy jumper.
Yeah, Frida, thank you. How do you make these rolls so airy and light?
And I see you serve chocolate mousse. How do you get them to stand still while you smear Nutella on their ankles?
I am now making the Swedish noise for laughter. So, that's 4 rolls, 3 coffees, £73.80.
Bargain!
Allow me to get this, Timbo. Wait, I don't have enough cash.
Well, there's your Johnny cash flow problem right there. No credit, resort to cash, not enough cash in the system to go around, ring of fire, epic fail.
So, we have a problem.
Yeah, telling me. So, what usually happens round about now is you start to get raised voices in shops.
Well, I haven't got a £10 note. What am I supposed to do?
Pretty soon, that leads to rioting. Police rock up, all sirens blaring. Then bricks start getting thrown. Before you know it, someone's chucked a Molotov cocktail. Oh, what's that?
It's a prawn cocktail. They didn't have the cash to put the petrol in it. My job as a financial advisor wasn't exactly going to plan, but at least I had a job. Sometimes when I go to school reunions, I say that I work for the United Nations, and it's true. I have been UN employed for ages. Another time I went back to my old school, things didn't go quite as well. Great to be back in the old place, isn't it?
Yes. It's Jones, isn't it?
Ah, the old school, eh? Great days. Remember when I locked that supply teacher in the stationery cupboard?
What?
And then I couldn't find the key and it was the last day before summer, so I went home and we never...
No.
Neither do I. what are you up to these days?
I'm a cardiologist.
A cardiologist? It's so lucky I bumped into you. Look, I know it's your night off.
It's all right, Jones. Just tell me what the problem is.
Last month, I found out I'd got this small hole.
In your aorta? One of your ventricles?
No, in my cardi.
Oh, honest.
What am I going to do? It's my best one.
Jones, I don't know anything about cardigans. I do transplants.
Transplants? What kind? Clearly not hair.
What?
Hello there, Professor Wilson. Ah, you must be Milton Jones.
Yeah, I suppose I'd better introduce you to the new head.
Wow, Wilson transplanted you a new head. It's a bit saggy around the neck, but otherwise fantastic.
I beg your pardon.
No, the new head teacher.
Ah, no. Well, there's certainly been a few changes around here. I saw the new biology lab. Very impressive. Especially that real human skeleton.
Yes, tragic business that. Apparently it was found in one of the cupboards.
Ah.
Now listen, Jones. I'm going to have to ban you from these events. Apparently you were a nightmare to teach, and you've been a complete disgrace to the school ever since.
That's hardly fair.
Well, what is it you do, exactly?
I'm an Ofsted inspector.
Oh, it's so lovely to have you here. Can I get you a drink? Some sandwiches?
The money crisis in the town got worse.
Sounds like the riot's still going on. What on earth can we do?
Usual tricks in these cirques is to issue new currency tied over the town till everyone gets their cards back.
Well, why don't we use American money? I'm sure we have some US currency, which Milton's been keeping.
Oh, great idea, Anton.
It's in a special hiding place.
And you're not telling him where it is.
You bet your bottom dollar.
How did you know?
Right, boys, tee up.
Thank you, Pauline. Very considerate.
Now, what this town needs to tide it over is some kind of coin. Round, easy to produce, and indestructible.
Biscuits, anyone? Made of fresh batch.
Milton, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
You mean about Monty getting into gangster rap?
Okay, I'm thinking that these biscuits might just be what we're after.
A biscuit currency? Well, that sounds pretty bonkers, but worth a shot.
Right, I'd better get baking then. Wait, where are my oven gloves?
You don't need gloves for the oven, Pauline. It'll be lovely and warm in there. And so we launched Pauline's biscuits on the unsuspecting town. At first, there were some teething problems.
Oh, my teeth!
That'll be 8 biscuits, 43 crumbs, please.
There you are.
Sorry, I can't break a 20.
Why not?
I left my chisel at home.
Oh, look, darling. What a lovely fountain.
Yes, and apparently it's good luck to throw a coin in it.
OK, here goes. Oh, it's absorbed all the water.
Our biscuit currency became so popular we started running short. So we decided to move production to Brian's bakery next door.
Right, let's get things going. Excellent. That all seems to be going well.
Guys, what are you doing? Stop making biscuits or you'll go into hyperinflation.
What's that?
You know, like the hyperinflation in Germany between the wars.
Oh, no. There'll be Zeppelins everywhere.
Very well, I'll stop production. No, it's not stopping.
Turn it off!
Well, I'm trying to shut it down, but it's been hacked again. OK, we need to take drastic action. Milton, shut off the power.
Oh, he's still running.
Well, there must be some alternative power source. Wait, look. If I lift this panel, a wheel generating electricity being turned by...
Monty, how could you?
Looks like the guinea pig's working for the hacker.
So he's a mole.
And a traitor.
So he's a rat.
And it took us all for a ride.
So he's a horse.
That is right. Monty has been working for me. He kept the machine running and his tap dancing was sending me signals in Morse code.
So it was you who hacked the computer? You who put all the data on the cakes?
You finally figured it out. I am impressed.
How can we tell?
But why?
Because I wanted to drive Brian out the business with his stupid eggless cakes and his so sulky rolls.
It's pronounced sausage rolls.
Well, I've had it with all of you, and I brought my most deadly utensils with me.
Oh, no. Let's hide in the fridge before she attacks us with a kitchen implement.
Well, that's a big whisk.
You're right. We could get frostbite.
No, she's holding a large whisk.
Ah, this is what I was looking for.
Oh, no. Now she's picked up a knife.
Take that!
It's coming towards us. Get down, Anton!
Mind you, that is a lovely piece of kit. High-grade Swedish steel. Ergonomic handle, precision tip. Perfect for today's kitchen.
Anton, don't fall for the middle-class curse of being mesmerized by expensive kitchenware.
Carborundum sharpened edge.
I've never really noticed how long this room is before. Anton, duck!
Oh, no, he's been it!
Anton! Anton, my friend!
Milton, I led a good life, didn't I? Wait a minute. Oh, I'm fine. It actually hit me square in the wallet and embedded itself in the emergency biscuit I keep in there in case I need to use a phone box.
Frida, don't move. I've got something handmade by Brian earlier and I'm not afraid to use it.
Milton, put the bun down.
You're right. It could go off at any minute. In fact, it probably went off a long time ago.
Frida, much as I love your epotata and mendelfilding ochtoschke, you must leave this place. We're never ready for your culinary sophistication.
And I let my emotions get the better of me.
Did you?
Even if you forgive, I will never forgive myself.
Frida, just close your cafe and return to Sweden. Start a new life with people who appreciate what you're doing. You owe us nothing.
Thank you, Milton. That is good advice.
That'll be £10,000, please.
That was Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones, starring Milton Jones, Tom Goodman-Hill, Josie Lawrence and Dan Tetzel. It was written by Milton Jones, James Carey and Dan Evans, and the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler, and the programme was a positive production for the BBC.